It's been a fortnight since young Jack Glenn went missing after going off the Foyle Bridge in Derry. It's a desperate time for his family. They've been obviously helped and supported by many, many people from the city, but they are very keen to keep his name out there so that people continue to come out and help with the searches. Now, on the line is Jack's dad, Colin. Colin, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sean.
Well, I was thinking as I was driving over the bridge today, Colin, about you, because I was looking at the place where you spend the night and obviously wait for people to come and help with the search. And every time I go over the bridge, I wonder, has there been any news? What's the situation today, Colin?
There's been no news at all, Sean. It's really hard for me even to drive over the bridge now at the minute, but we have to do it. We have to get to base camp, which we call Camp Jacko, which is going to be named after him. It's really hard. It's one of the most hardest things I've ever dealt with in my life. But what we've got, the support from the community has been absolutely fantastic. The local population are amazing. You know, people's bringing us stuff from everywhere and really supporting us. And if we are short of anything and we do need anything, we just put out an appeal and the stuff just appears. And I don't know, sometimes it just appears from nowhere, you know. So the public generosity has been fantastic. But my main concern is now, as time goes on, people might start to dwindle away. I know we've got fantastic support at nights now at the moment. Like last night we had probably about 60 people out searching, you know, start getting briefed at 3 o'clock in the morning and being out until 7 o'clock this morning. And then they're going about their own daily lives after that. And then we're getting people then coming back in again for maybe 3 or 4 in the afternoon and doing the same again. And they're working for a few hours, and we have to work with the tides. The tides is the problem. We're trying to retrieve Jack's body, and it's.
I know.
The times that we can retrieve Jack's body is when it's low tide. We've got boats out on the water ourselves. We've got 4 or 5 different people who we're funding to keep on the water with fuel and. And they're doing a fantastic job. That's the only support we've got on the water at the minute. You know, there's nobody else. There's no agencies at the minute trying to help us. There's a sonar boat comes up every so often and does a search around. But you know, I know things are limited with resources. But it's just so hard and it's frustrating when we just want to get as many boats on the water as we can. And I would just put out an appeal if anybody can help us with a boat from any area at all, just bring a boat up and they can come on at Comore Jetty or, you know, even come on. I really don't know the way the river works, but I'm sure somebody coming up from Donegal or whatever to come down the lock just to try and help us.
Now, you mentioned there, Colin, and I hope people will, and I'm sure people listening to you now are thinking about what you've said and in terms of the extra help you need, and you say that you're not seeing the agencies out. You want to see...
The agencies really aren't like, we're getting people out in the ground and they're spotting things and we're reporting it back to the agencies, and the agencies really aren't. They're giving them the cursory search when they come up, whereas the boats that we've got out in the water, these men who's given up their own free time, they're staying where we see it. We get a spot something. Where these men are just staying about for a long time looking for it, whereas the agencies are just coming up, taking a scoot up round and away back again. You know, it's to me, the people that's out there now, that any agencies, they're really... I think they just want Jack found and just recover the body. But whereas we want to search for Jack. We're searching riverbanks, you know, and that's real hard, arduous ground that the people's using. are walking on, you know.
It's a very, very difficult task, isn't it, though, Colin, because you're talking about a vast area here.
Yeah, I keep telling people, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack, and, you know, and it's the fact that you're getting this, maybe, excitement, and it's like dropping the needle back into the haystack again, you know, it really is, it's a vast, vast area. So that's why I appeal for more boats to come out and help us. And, you know, we're raising funds to try and get fuel to keep these boats out on the water. And, you know, we're doing okay with the fund, but if I get more boats up in the water, like, we're prepared to fund them boats to keep them out on the water, and that's really all we want.
Well, I mean, we'll put the appeal out then. If anybody has a boat that, you know, would be suitable for this kind of operation on the foil, and you say they can easily enter the foil from where was the places you mentioned?
Well, I think now at the start we had problems getting onto the jetty from foil search and rescue. I think they're letting people to use their jetty. There's also a jetty down at Comore Point where people can put on their boats. And I think the council jetty is, they're letting us use that. There was a barrier up for 3 days. They didn't let us, we couldn't get the barriers down for 3 days. We were frustrated because the first 3 days we had boats sitting ready to go and just couldn't get them into water because they were being blocked by other people, which I don't think was very fair. And it was really frustrating. And we fought a bit out with different agencies to try and get them all to work together. Now that we have got three agencies working together now for the first time ever in this city, so, which is good, which is fantastic, and it's going to be fantastic for the next poor family that has to endure what we're going through now.
I mean, are you getting any sleep? I mean, are you getting much sleep, Colin?
No, sleep. I don't know. I don't know why I'm surviving. I don't know how any of our family's surviving, because especially the people out searching there, we finished at 7 o'clock this morning. I'm back down here now at 9 o'clock, because there's people coming to Camp Jago, and we're still trying to keep people interested and let them know what's happening. And our next main search today is going to be probably about 2:30. So we just work with the low tide all the time.
Now, some people have met at the Peace Bridge. Some people are meeting at Camp Jako. So, where should people be going?
Either. What we're saying is, when people come up to the Peace Bridge, it's just maybe sometimes we're not getting big numbers up there, but the people that we're getting passing through there, you know, we're maybe getting a family coming through, and we're just making them aware of the situation, and just tell them to glance into the water. It just takes a wee lady walking up even the foil embankment just to spot something, you know. And we just appeal to them, phone 999 if you see anything, and just keep an eye on it, and just follow what they see and report it, and don't be scared to report. And if there's anything you even think, you know, so many people might think, no, that's not, that might be stupid, but report everything they can see, because that's what we're out here for. We're out to find Jack, and, you know, people's finding pieces of clothing, and they're reporting back to me, and I think that's fantastic, because that piece of clothing, it could have been Jack's, you know. And anything that's found in the foil, we just want to know about it, so we can, you know, we can try and put together what has happened or where he is.
And explain to us, what have you been told, Colin, in terms of Jack? I mean, is it possible that you're worried that he'll appear somewhere and it'll be missed out? People will think, oh, that's not Jack, that's not a body. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, well, you know, Jack went in as Jack. I mean, you know, Jack's not going to come out as Jack. You know, the body swells away up, and that's, God forbid it. You know, whoever finds him, it's probably going to be horrendous for them. But
and you're around the area where he went in, and I know you were saying it's hard to drive. I mean, your family live right next to the bridge, you know. I live there, and you know, it's difficult for you. But your feeling is that, or is it the feeling of the people who know, the professionals, that he may well appear where he went in?
Speaking to men that has been on the river long before Foyle Search and Rescue came about. These men are telling me stories, and do you know what? I've had a gut feeling from I started since Jack went in. I've had a gut feeling where Jack's going to end up, and all these fishermen and people that have worked the Foyle for years, they're telling me the exact same place. You know, so that's why I haven't left Camp Jago. Up on the Peace Bridge, it's making more people aware of just what to look out for, you know. And you know, the population's fantastic; they really are. Because you know, you see people walking past, and you see joggers out jogging, but they're watching underwater, which is absolutely fantastic. And it could just take one of them to spot Jack. But my gut feeling is Jack's further down from Camp Jack, under the bridge, and hopefully he comes up very, very soon.
I know this is so hard, and I spoke to your dad, and it's heartbreaking for your parents and for your whole family, what's happening here, Colin. Is the fact that you're putting so much energy into the search, you're meeting so many people, there have been thousands of people who've tried to help in that, and all these volunteers at different times, is that helping as a distraction for you? I mean, how are you handling that?
It really is. It's a major distraction because I'm so busy. You know, we're organising shelters, we're organising food. Well, I'm speaking to the press. I'm just doing everything. But it's when I go home, I just go home to chill out for maybe an hour or whatever, and that's when I break down. I'm, without the support of my partner, I just don't know what I would do.
So today, Colin, after 2 o'clock, is that the next?
The low tide today's. I haven't really checked the tide times today, but I think it's about 5:20 today.
5:20.
What we really do is we send people up the bankings probably an hour before low tides out at its maximum. The distance we do, we send them in different directions, and we try to gear it up so we can go out for an hour and then make our way back for an hour. So they're catching the tide when it's on their way back. They're catching it when it's out at its fullest. The tides are the problem. During the day, when it's high tide, it's just a matter of watching the water just in case Jack does pop up. We're just waiting for Jack to be beached and at low tide, and that's our main emphasis at night. We're putting out appeals for people with high power torches to come out and help us, because you wouldn't believe the difference a high power torch does. You know, it really is fantastic. And also there's I don't know if you know the embankment all the way up the Foyle from Strand Road is up on stilts. And I would appeal for anybody who has any kayaks or canoes or anything that can actually get under them stilts, because under that embankment, because we can't do it. We can't physically get under it out walking. And the boats, the ground's too shallow, or the water's too shallow for the boats that we have to do that.
Now,
so if anybody has any kayaks or canoes that can do that for us, and anybody has any, like we private drones, which can get on the other side of the water, because we can't access that because of the railway line, and our main aim is ultimate public safety. We don't want any other tragedies to come out of this. Public safety is number one with us. Every time we have a search tonight, we have a proper briefing, a safety briefing, and everybody's well. And anybody can see the hashtag Get Jack Back website can follow the briefings that we are getting. I just can't thank the people enough who's given these briefings.
Hashtag Get Jack Back, and if people want to help you now, listening to you, I mean, it's a heartfelt appeal from a dad who's lost his son, a family who've lost a son, a grandson. That was evident straight away, Colin. There was no doubt. I mean, you heard very quickly that your son had entered the river, and there was no hope. I mean, it must have been a devastating call for you.
Yeah, it was. I was actually working up the country. I drive a lorry for the health service, and I was actually doing deliveries in Oma. It was about quarter to three. I was coming in and towards Plum Bridge, and my brother phoned me and asked me, "Have I heard from Jack today?" And I said to him, "I texted him this morning, but he didn't reply." Well, that wasn't unusual for Jack, because you know, a young lad, he probably doesn't text you back straight away all the time, you know. When my brother told me, or he asked me, had I heard from Jack, and I says no, and said that about texting him, he says, well, and I, as soon as, whatever way he said it to me, I just knew straight away. I says, why, what is it, Jack? Because I actually heard it on the news in the morning that the Foyle Bridge has been closed for an incident, and I thought nothing of it, you know. But the fact that then I was told, that my brother told me, I drove back from Plum Bridge to the Strabane on my own in a lorry, just totally denying everything. I just saying it couldn't be, it couldn't be. And I met one of my colleagues in Strabane, and he got my lorry, took back down to base, and he dropped me off with another fella at my mum and dad's house, and there's a policeman standing at the door, and that just confirmed it. And I don't even think he spoke to the policeman. I just ran straight down to the Foyle. And we've been there since.
Colin, we don't know at this stage why, and I'm sure you've got a lot of questions in your head. The answer you're looking for at the moment is just to find him, I'm sure, but the other questions, I'm sure, will wait for another day. But would you have a message, Colin, for any young person, given what you are going through at the moment and your family is going through, for anybody who's feeling down or in need of help? You know, given the experience and what this trauma is doing to you as a family, there has to be another option. You know, what would you be saying to people?
Without a doubt, Jack was one of the happiest. Jack was always smiling. Anybody knew Jack, he was just so happy. And no matter where he went, he was life and soul of the party, you know. And people loved him, no matter if he had a wee job caring for the elderly. And people there just loved him. He's been unemployed now for... He headed away to Australia and came back from Australia, and he's had no work since that. But Jack was always so happy. Everybody thought he was just life and soul of the party, and like big, gorgeous smiling and blue eyes. He was just stunning. Everybody loved him. But obviously, when Jack was on his own, Jack just, this mask has just been tore off, and back, whatever was of and has that we mind of us, I just don't know. And it's, for to do something at the spur of the moment like that, it's unbelievable. And all I can ask, if anybody's got that mask and they're pulling that mask off at night, go and speak to somebody, because there's nothing that bad in life that you can't sort out. There's so much help out there for people, you know, family support. Anybody can talk to them. Jack had everything in life going for him. There was no reason why Jack couldn't speak to anybody. But whatever it was in his mind that day, it's triggered him, and he's just done what he's done. And to do what he's done from the height that he's jumped, and with no hesitation, it just goes to show that it wasn't a cry for help. It was just a get me out of here, you know.
Yeah. Well, Colin, if people listening have any boats, or as you said, kayaks, or if they want to volunteer, bear in mind safety, bring the proper boots with you, wear a fluorescent jacket, get a good torch, all of that.
Well, we have fluorescent jackets coming out every year. If I had everybody that I could for the amount of fluorescent jackets I have here, it would be just fantastic. And if I get more than that, I'll soon get fluorescent jackets, and we just need people on the ground. We need eyes on the water. That's what we really need.
Okay, so it's a renewed appeal for help. And if you've been out before, come out again. I know a lot of people have been coming out and coming out, but you don't want it to just fade. Colin, thanks for joining us today, and our thoughts and prayers are with you and the family at the moment, and our hope is that Jack will be returned to you soon.
Sean, thank you very much, and just... thank all your listeners for listening to me. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Colin Glenn there. That's the father of Jack Glenn, who's obviously missing, and big appeal for help there. Anybody listening wants to help, if you contact us, we can give you contacts for the family, so you can get in touch and offer your services. You've heard some of the information there as well about the various searches.